Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Down the road I look, and there runs Mary. Hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app with Tom Jones on a Throwback Thursday. Skillet, Jackson 5, Celine Dion, Kenny Rogers, or James Taylor. Use one of those or one of your own. At 105.7 FM, The Fan, use the hashtag Big Throwback to have your voice heard on a Throwback Thursday. 414-799-1250 is the phone number. You can also reach us using the Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox live at 105.7fmthefan.com or on twitter.com/105.7fmthefan is where you can find us, and you can at all of us individually. That's Gary Ellerson, Leap36, Leroy Butler, Sparky Radio, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, myself, Bill Schmidt Radio. I am Baby Tausch, and this is Jake Kokorowski at Jake K-O-C-O, joining us from Badger Blitz, talking Badgers football. Hello, Jake.
Hey, how you boys doing?
Fantastic, man, especially when you're rolling into a place where you should be able to stomp your opponent as the Wisconsin Badgers go in to face Lovie Smith, that awful gray beard, and the Illinois Fighting Illini this Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I don't know how many people could envision at the beginning of the year just where this team would be at this point and halfway through the regular season, and now you're seeing 6-0, number 6 in the nation in the AP poll, and in a prime position to, you know, if they take care of business, which I think this team will on Saturday, and I don't think they're overlooking Illinois at all, but I think that, you know, this could be, they could roll into being, you know, 7-0 going into Columbus next weekend.
You know, you look at this Badger team right now, and though they are playing really good on offense, but I think, I don't know, are we getting enough love about this team defensively?
I don't think so. I mean, you take a look at, and it's hard to say that too because I've written about it so much, I feel like, but you look at just, I mean, I was peering, of course, the game notes as I'm putting together these previews, but this unit's number one nationally in scoring defense with under 5 points per game. They're number one in obviously, total defense in terms of yards allowed, pass defense, passing defense, team passing efficiency defense, third down conversions. You hear about it, and I think Max Olson from The Athletic does something each week about stop rates and three and out rates, and Wisconsin's ranked first in the FBS for those. So really, it is, you see just how dominant this defense is. They've four touchdowns scored against four touchdowns allowed. They've actually outscored opponents 30-29 when it comes to that. If you include the safety that was, earlier this season that the special teams had. So honestly, this is an impressive unit. It's proving more and more, in my opinion, that 2018 was an aberration. It was just a blip on the radar, and you saw how good this unit was in 2017, and then this year's version. I think could be, depending upon how things go, injuries, et cetera, I think it really could be among the program's all-time great units as well.
Do you feel like that they're not getting love, I guess, overall? I think some people feel like that they should be ranked higher than what they really are.
It's hard to say, in my opinion, because I think there was someone on some notable media personality had mentioned, you know, earlier this week or even last weekend that if it was Ohio State with the name, you know, just clear out the name and you put Ohio State or another program, that it would be a top two program. There are a lot of question marks coming into this season for Wisconsin. Where could Jack Cohn, could Jack Cohn beat out Graham Mertz and the other quarterbacks for a starting spot? Will that position be solidified with Alex Hornibrook leaving? They have to replace four starters on the offensive line. The defense lost two key inside linebackers along with outside linebacker Andrew Van Ginkle, and they had questions about where to get pressure and et cetera. But now you're seeing these questions being answered, and emphatically for that matter. I think they're in a good spot, especially heading into Illinois, and if they pull off that win going into Ohio State, I think they could prove more to the nation coming forward in the next couple of weeks that they very well could be a top three team if they would upset Ohio State and Columbus.
So Jim Leonard has done obviously a great job with his defense. How much longer do you see him really being at Wisconsin as a defensive coordinator? Because there doesn't look to be any opportunity of Paul Chris leaving anytime soon from Madison. So the only chance he's going to get to go somewhere is going to have to be leaving.
I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. I'm sure there'll be interest out there. You see what he's done so far with this defense. And, I don't know any insider info, obviously, right now, or anything like that.
Hey, Jake, I got a question for you. I'm going to cut you off real quick. Yeah. Has he said that, he would have interest in going somewhere else, but it has to be the right fit? And the only reason I bring that up is because I'm guessing Lovie Smith isn't much longer at Illinois, more than likely. And that might be a job that might come open, the team that they're playing this weekend. But that university has been in shambles for quite some time on the football side.
I mean, honestly, I think it would take a key opportunity for him to leave, and we'll just see what presents itself. But, I'm sure there are going to be opportunities coming forward that, a lot of interest based off of just what he's done out of two of the three seasons as defensive coordinator. He's well respected as not just, a great NFL player, formerly great college player, but you've seen what he's done now as a coach. And, the players love him. He has his team prepared. We'll see just what interest drums up. But I'm, just speculating, I'm sure there will be, just based on the results of what Wisconsin's done, the past two out of the 3 years on defense.
Hey, listen, so Jonathan Taylor, what is he breaking on Saturday? Is he breaking Ron Dane's yardage? What and how many does he need?
Yeah, basically he needs 4 yards to get to the 5,000-yard plateau, a milestone that would place him among three other running backs to achieve that mark before the end of their junior season. The other three were Ron Dane, Herschel Walking, and for that matter, he'd be the quickest out of the four to achieve that. He's got about 735 career carries right now, but Michael James achieved that in 755. So he could be the fastest out of that quartet to do so there. And if you guys look at the stats, Illinois has given up over 200 yards on the ground in six games. But on top of that, dissecting it further, Illinois has given up about 324 yards per game on the ground to Big Ten opponents and allowing about 60 yards per carry against conference teams, too, in their three losses. So it could be a very good day for Wisconsin. That's averaging, right around, I think it's 230-some-odd yards on the ground against Big Ten teams. So it's very plausible that will be the first carry, will be what the first series could be as well. So he'll join an elite group of running backs likely this weekend, unless Illinois completely sells out. Something happens where that doesn't happen, but I foresee him very early on in the game joining that group.
100% can't see anywhere that doesn't happen. At Jake, KOCO on Twitter. Jake Kokorowski, a Badger Blitz, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Just a couple of more minutes. Jake, with both teams having a week where they play a much lesser opponent, tomorrow night Ohio State will go up as a 29-point road favorite against Northwestern at Evanston, and then you see Wisconsin on the road against Illinois, a 31-point favorite. These two teams on a collision course, both within the top six in college football. They'll play at 11 a.m. next week in Columbus. But seeing where both of these teams are and the resumes that both teams will compile before they would possibly meet up again out in Indianapolis for the Big Ten Championship, do you see a way that one of those teams avenges the impending loss from next week and then gets that back in Indianapolis and the Big Ten is able to get two teams into the college football playoff?
Getting two teams into the college playoff from the Big Ten, I think, will be rough just based off of, and you know, there's no SEC bias on my end whatsoever, but you do see what LSU's been doing with Joe Burrow, who's a former Ohio State quarterback, and he's working wonders for the Tigers down there. You see what, obviously, Alabama has done, too. You also have, I think it's not just, you know, what's within the Big Ten, because I think both Wisconsin and Ohio State have put together, you know, college football playoff-like resumes, you know, in the first six games of the season. But you're also looking at Oklahoma with Jalen Hurts and what they've done out there, and they have a revamped defense, too, not just, you know, looking at a quarterback position with another transfer that, you know, what you've seen what Hurts has done. But also Clemson, the defending national champions, you know, they're, you know, they may not maybe have looked as solid or dominant as you've seen from last year, especially that scare against North Carolina earlier this season. But they, you know, I think it's going to be, it's not just the resume of what's for the Big Ten programs. I think you have to look across the different conferences, and there are some really good teams out there too that are ahead of Wisconsin in that AP poll that they'll have to watch out. But I mean, let's say Wisconsin loses at Columbus, and then they have a shot to, you know, avenge that loss, and then I think that would put them definitely in play for a CFP berth there. I think it, my assumption would be really, I think it would, my prediction would be there'd be one Big Ten team, and it would be the conference champion. And
sure,
if it is Wisconsin and Ohio State, I think one or the other knocks them out, you know, knocks the other out, I should say, to get to that college football playoff first.
Appreciate it. Jay Kokorowski joining us, BadgerBlitz.com, part of the Rivals Network. We'll talk next week as they get ready for that dance down in Columbus. Should be a good one, Jake. Enjoy the game this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
That's Jay Kokorowski joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you are looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935. It's a tremendous conversation to have when you're looking at where these two teams could possibly get to. Now, last year, it works out because Oklahoma loses to Texas in the Red River rivalry and then goes and avenges that loss against Texas in the Big 12 championship game, and Oklahoma finds themselves in. Now, Texas wasn't the team that either, really right now, Wisconsin or Ohio State are, but does the name brand keep that conversation abrupt and short if the Big Ten is looking for two college football teams into the playoff? We're going to get into that next. It's the Wendy's Big Show. We have a former Badger running back, Gary Ellerson, in here right now. He will answer that next, along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and Leap 36, Leroy Butler. It's the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.